Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. That's right. The Lady Aang podcast is turning 100. We have laughed, cried, giggled, unfiltered through 100 episodes, and we want you to join us for our 100th birthday extravaganza. We're looking back at all the best moments, the funniest moments, the best advice we got from our 100 guests, and we want you to join us. So come find us on Tuesday, and you can find us exclusively at podcastone.com or the new Podcast One app. And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts so we can feel famous.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Stephanie Wilder Taylor, and
I'm Lynette Carolla. See, don't I have a nice voice?
You do. So pleasant and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, fuckers?
Yeah, what's going on? We're here on a different day. We're all off schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you heard just on Tuesday's episode.
That all we talked about was drugs.
Right. Because we're professional like that. We want you guys to know.
We're not just parents. We're right. Drug addicts as right. Well. Like, we're well-rounded.
We're recovering drug addicts.
We've had rich lives before right. Kids, you know?
That's right.
We're not just mommies.
No.
There's no recipe. Not a lot of recipes here.
Mm-mm. I mean, but we could tell you what to do if you're like, if you're up all night on blow.
If you accidentally ate a pot brownie, we're your girls. We're your moms for
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Kaylin right now is going on to For Crying Out Loud Reel It In, and he's going to see if we can't drum up some questions
yes.
from you guys. The best conversations are happening over on there, by the way.
Yeah, what? So any posts
I mean, we're hearing
seen?
About people's dating lives. Yeah, they really? Put up lots of stuff that where people need to reel it in.
Yeah. I see a lot of reel it in stuff.
There was another there was a woman. They put up a thing about a woman who had this viral post about somebody at Target.
I saw that.
Another one of those, like, I'm walking through Target and there's two men.
They're looking on their phones towards me.
Yeah.
There's that picture of two guys sitting there on their phones.
Okay, so this girl.
What the fuck? Like, guys can't sit on their phones at Target?
So she felt like they were following her around the store. So what does she do? I think she was asked security. But then she goes to the Target Cafe.
And has a salad.
Yeah. Because that's what you do when you're scared out of your mind and think you're
right.
being, like, tracked
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and stalked by two men who are clearly working together.
Right.
And then they are sitting there on their phone or whatever, probably texting about what a freak
that a
this
chick
woman
would
is
get
taking
a
pictures
salad
of them
at Target.
And take pictures of these guys.
Right. She should have got, a pretzel at least.
Yeah.
One of those, you know.
She's like, I'm really craving goat cheese. First of all. The Target that's near my house,
mm-hmm.
anybody that lives in L.A., and you guys know who you are, the Woodland Hills Target is trying this new thing
what?
With, healthy food. And they
oh.
stopped with the Pizza Hut, and they're doing some, and it's, I don't know,
what
weird
is it?
Healthy bowls.
Like
no, thank you. I'm at Target. I want a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
What is up with – it's nothing that any of my kids would possibly eat. They
what
have
is
to
it,
be
like
losing business.
A bowl
business.
Of oatmeal and shit?
I wish. I like oatmeal. No, this is like stuff with like a kale salad.
Oh, hell no.
I know.
I'm glad Kale has gone back.
Have you met Target shoppers?
Yeah, I know. I'm glad that Kale has kind of gone back to being like a garnish. Like, when did a garnish turn into like a meal? Like kale chips and kale burgers and kale. Like, why?
Kale needs to reel it in.
Yeah, kale. Kale, reel it in.
It doesn't even taste good. It tastes bitter.
I know. It does.
I don't like it. I would, if I order a salad from somewhere that happens to be healthy, I'm going to say, hold the kale to the side. Sure, endive.
It scratches the roof of my mouth. Yeah, endive's fine.
Fine. Mixed greens. Fine. All about it.
That's fine.
You know, iceberg, like still like it. Yeah. Classic.
Yes.
Spinach is fine. I love spinach.
Yeah, right?
Kale doesn't have a place. You're right. It's supposed to be a garnish.
Right. It's supposed to be a garnish. You need to go back to being a garnish.
Go back in the closet where you...
Yeah, where you belong. Stay in your lane, kale.
there was a good post. Okay.
Yeah.
This reminds me because we're looking at if you guys have questions, but... I don't want to use the names, but this would be a good one for us to talk about. Oh, I hope she doesn't mind if I bring it up on the show. It was supposed to be private, but okay. You know what? I'll change the situation.
Okay.
I don't want her to get mad at me.
Well, then which one? What are you talking about?
It was a girl who had a situation that she asked people what their opinion was about it. But, like, I'm not sure. But then she wouldn't have put that on our page if the other two women in the question were listeners of the show, because they'd probably be on the page too. So she wouldn't have said it.
There you
go. Basically, it was a woman who's had these two friends for years, right? Okay, two of them are moms. Mm-hmm. So they've been friends since college.
Right.
Graduate school, whatever. Something where they're younger. Now two of them are moms, right, and had kids right around the same time. So they have young kids or a young kid. And the other one is like single and not even like – not in a relationship, not even really looking and really into fitness and like traveling and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the two that are moms wanted to plan this trip.
Okay.
And they really wanted to like just go, the two of them, because they didn't – the other one is like too much of a go-getter. And they're more no-getters.
Yeah, they're no-getters. That's a no-getter for me.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're like, they love the one that's a go-getter, but they're like, we just want to be no-getters. we just want to like lounge, watch TV.
I love that you love that word.
We want to no-getter nothing.
No-getter nothing.
Our drink on.
That's right.
And then our TV on.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened.
I'm with them.
It's kind of juicy. Mm-hmm. So the girl, the one who kind of planned – so she says, so me and the other one, the other mom, planned our little getaway.
Okay.
And it was not to hurt the other one's feelings, but we're like, every time we go somewhere – and they do – she said they do lots of things, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the two other girls sometimes do stuff without her.
Right.
Like there's stuff they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is so – this situation is so up your alley because you've been there.
Yeah.
So the – like your Bruce Springsteen stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where somebody ends up getting their feelings hurt.
Yes.
Okay, so the two moms decide, like, we want to plan this little getaway they plan it in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't try to hide it from the third one, but they don't go out of their way to go like, hey, we're going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go? Because they kind of don't want her to go.
Right.
Mainly not because they dislike her, but they're afraid she's they said when they travel with her, she has an agenda.
Yeah.
She wants to get up early. She wants to be a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to like they got it. They're going to see this. She wants to be on a schedule.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just know that it's going to be stressful.
Right.
Like we're just trying to get away from our kids and our husband. Yeah. We just want to do nothing somewhere else that's not at our house.
Right.
And she's not going to understand that. So they plan this little trip. Then, like, the week before or it's coming up, they're all going to do something together for the weekend. Like, 3 weeks before this trip is planned, the three of them are going to get together. And the one girl who posted this starts feeling a little bit guilty about it, I think mentions it, is like, hey, just by the way, me and this other girl are going to – in a couple of weeks, we're taking a trip. We already booked it. But, like, if you want to do it
– yeah. Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
When you don't want your friend – when you want to go on a vacation and you don't want one of your friends to go, that's what you do. You plan it with your other friends and then at the last minute you go, oh, by the way, we're going to Vegas next weekend.
Yes, that's what
she did. I know you
probably
can't get a babysitter.
Right.
But if you want to go, we'll go.
So that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
So that girl got really mad and like blew off their weekend plans and is mad now. Mm. So she wanted to know, like, am I a bad friend?
No.
And a lot of people were telling her
she's been in that position.
Yeah.
A lot of people are telling her what?
Well, a lot of people, of course, are saying, you know, you can outgrow friendships. And I think the consensus was it could have been handled better, but that there's nothing wrong with planning a trip with your other friend.
Mm-hmm. But how else would you handle it? Like, what are you going to do? I think it's a lose-a-lose vacation because you're what are you going to do? Go, hey, by the way, Susie Appleby, we're going to go. Me and, you know, Lucy Lou are going on vacation and we just want to go and relax. So I don't, you know, we're just going to go, the two of us, like not without you. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like,
I
you
know.
Can't say what they plan to do is the way to do it. Like, you don't try and hide it, but you're not going to go and like
make a big announcement.
Right.
By the way, you're not you plus us two on this trip is not going to be fun.
Right. Right. Because I know because my girlfriend Jody is the go-getter and I'm a no-getter. Like when we go out of town or something, she's just like she's all up about getting up in the morning and going and walking around the city and I want to sleep in. Like I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to feed anybody. I don't have to do anything. So let me just – and she doesn't have kids, you know.
Right.
So she wants to get going and I kind of want to like ease into the day. I want to get up. I want to go have my coffee. Yeah, but I don't want to get up at like, you know, 9 and get out the door.
Right.
We're 3 hours ahead of time too, by the way.
Right.
Just, you know, because she doesn't have that. She doesn't have the same schedule as I do, you know. She
right.
works on her own hours from home in her apartment. She got nobody to answer to ever. And I do. And, you know, so I get it. I totally, totally get it. And I've been in those positions where we've planned trips and it's like, do we invite whoever that's a go-getter and we're a no-getter? And, yeah, you know what? But that's – that go-getter is going to get upset. I think if it was one of the wives, if it was one of the moms or that didn't, you know, that was going to be left out or something, I don't know. I think that, I don't know. I'm not saying because of a mom they would understand. I just think that those go-getters have passion, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
And I think that
it's going to stir up
when you're
up
an
feelings.
adult friendship, you know, mm-hmm. I think that you can't have the same expectations of your friends. You can't be like, we're only all three of us going to do stuff together. And if I'm excluded, I'm going
right.
to get my feelings hurt.
No, right.
On the other hand, I don't think the girls should have made the half-hearted attempt to go like, hey, just to let you know, we already planned this if you mm-hmm. want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should have not mentioned it. They should have either lied, mm-hmm. like, just never mentioned it and then gone on their trip
mm-hmm.
and not talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or she should have said kind of up front like, oh, we planned this. Or she should have owned like we planned this trip. You know what?
That's what you do.
We're both moms. This is the weekend we
Explain
could get away.
It to her.
We didn't want to. We just wanted to lay around our hotel room and we knew you weren't going to want to do that.
That's it. That's what you got to do. And then that's on that.
But I don't.
If
but I agree
upset.
With you that she doesn't even really owe that explanation because
we're all adults.
Right.
That we shouldn't have to. Yeah. I mean. I think you do owe an explanation if the two of you guys are going on a vacation and, you know, since the three of you – if the three of them hang out, you might want to – because I can't like – I don't know. I would feel bad if I just went and not told her and told her I didn't was going someplace. I couldn't lie like that. I would never want to lie because then eventually if it came, ever came back, then that's – I understand if she gets mad then. But you can't get mad now if I'm honest and I say, look, we're going on a trip on a famous rocket ship zooming through
oh,
the sky.
Oh, I feel like there was also an element that I think I forgot about this, but I think the other one is sober now too. So there was a little element of they wanted to get their drink on and
– the go-getter sober?
The go-getter is sober.
Oh.
Which I would also say – and this is just me. Okay. This is my sober – viewpoint. It is hurtful if you think that people now think, oh, you don't drink, so you're not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when we want to plan something, we're going to drink and you don't like drinking, so you're not, we're just not going to invite you.
Right.
That makes you feel like, your worst fear has
mm-hmm.
come true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, people don't want to be around me because I'm not fun.
Mm-hmm.
When I think you should give somebody an opportunity maybe to say like, hey, this is a party and like, oh, we're going to be getting our drink on.
Yeah.
But if you're fine with it.
Right.
Because then I'd be like, yeah. Then it gives me the choice to go like, you know what? If it's just about drinking, then it's probably not going to be that fun for me. Not because I'm judging, just because
right.
But if it's just a party where we're socializing, I can socialize sober.
I know. I think, they could have just told them, just told her and be honest. And then it's on her. If she can't accept that, then she can't accept it. She's mad. But at least you're honest and you're going, look, we don't want to get up and go. We want to relax.
Right.
So, and we know that you don't want to do that. So we just decided to plan our thing.
And it sounds to me like as this friendship has progressed and as the one girl and her friend both had a kid, that they naturally have grown apart. And now it's like when you think of having fun, you think of having fun with your friend who totally gets you and is in the same place in life as you. And the other friend, sadly, needs to find other people that are interested in what she's interested in because you're not anymore. And sometimes friendships are great over the phone or over Facebook or, you know, but you don't want to go spend weekends together because this is not as
fun. I mean, we're adults. Like, it's interesting because I, well, I have a story for Patreon.
Oh, okay.
And along the lines of this. So I'll save it for Patreon.
Yeah.
But,
I guess our
thing is,
I thought she got a lot of good advice. I do think she probably owes her friend a little amends, which just is like, look, and not like going, oh, my God, please come on the trip with us or anything like that. But I think you should say like, hey, I probably handled it badly and should have just been up front.
Right.
Not apologizing for wanting to go on a trip, but saying like, hey, maybe it felt a little passive aggressive to you, like.
Right.
You were being excluded, and that's a terrible feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mean for you to have that feeling.
Right.
We care about you.
Yeah.
We just wanted to go on this trip and just us and go relax.
Right. So then that's
and then
you,
like you said, if she's still mad, then that's up to her.
Right.
You did your part.
You did your part. Right. So aren't we good friends?
Yeah, totally. We're such good friends. Oh, my God. Everybody's obsessed with your hair, Lynette, so tell
Why?
Them what you use.
I don't
– lot of people – see pictures of you and they're just like, oh my God, I want Lynette's hair.
You know what? It's so crazy because my whole life I hated my hair. My whole life. My hair was an afro. But as I got older, it changed. I couldn't control my hair. I mean, it wasn't even a nice curl. It would just expand. It
Me
was
too.
Like Rosanna Dana hair. It was a Jufro on a little girl. Like, where did I get this Jufro? My dad had it. So but as I got older, my hair changed. You had the same thing?
My hair got a lot straighter.
Yeah. I think it's years of me. So my sister-in-law, Wendy, because she's 10 years older and she had the same hair, she showed me this blow dryer that's made by Hot Tools and it's oblong and it has like a brush or a comb and you attach to it and it's old school. But I would blow dry my hair with that thing and it would help a lot and it got it flat. Then I tried the Brazilian thing, and then that made it too flat, and I didn't like it. So, but ever since then, my hair has just changed, so it's easier for me to blow dry. But I still, if I wash my hair and let it go, anyway, I go and get it blow dried like once a week,
and then you just don't wash it after that.
No, I mean,
yeah, I only wash my hair like once or twice a week at the most.
At the most, I mean, there's times where I'm like, when's the last time I washed my hair? And it doesn't. I mean, I take showers all the time. I have my shower
me too.
Cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got no time for all this bullshit with
my
hair.
No.
And there's a blow dry place. There's one right by my house, or there's one right next to the gym. So they're both equally located. And I just get the membership, and it's worth every fucking penny. So that's basically what I.
Do you use any special products, like any oils?
No.
Or like Moroccan hair oil or something?
No.
That people
could
go
buy? What I do use is dry shampoo, and the dry shampoo I use that I love is with Jennifer Aniston's face on it. It's called I don't know what it's called, but it's the one she promotes it.
Okay.
Like you see her picture next to it.
Okay.
I'll find out the name of it. But it doesn't leave that like it does, but it doesn't. It's not as much as the other ones have that like residuey, dirty feeling. It's supposed to make your hair. So it does. It does work pretty good. And I just don't wash my hair that often.
So do you use the dry shampoo in between, or are you counting that as shampooing your hair?
I use it in between sometimes if I need it. But I will say this: I do use a good roll brush. It's all in that roll brush. It's got to have the right bristles. And it's like the roll brush I use, I think it's made by – what's the – it's blue, so it's made by the Moroccan oil, I think, people, or it's that boar bristle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a good roll brush. And then you pull, you pull it, you curl it, and then you blow cold air on it. You let it sit for a second, and then you let go. And I always do the top, like from my front, from my forehead back. And that's
good
what
advice.
Gives it that lift. There you go.
There you guys go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Tara Thornton wants to know if you've tried the CBD oil yet for Phil. Did you call that guy?
No, because I feel like I have Phil under control now.
Okay.
So we'll see. If anything else happens, I'll keep you guys posted. But no, I have not tried it yet.
Okay. Jolene Carmody wants to know what the kids are going as for Halloween, but this will have already – this episode is going to be next Friday, so Halloween will have already happened. But I will tell you I'm having Halloween stress.
You
because
are?
Because I'm – this is a thing. Both my kids are turning 10, my younger ones, and then Elby's turning 13, and I'm kind of over Halloween.
I know.
Like I went through – there was that like – great period of like oh my God, I can't believe
look
how much
you.
I love Halloween, even though I hated it. We've talked about this a million times. But then I got into that, I love going trick-or-treating with them. It's such a fun holiday. But now I'm back to like, my kids are getting too old to trick-or-treat.
I know.
It's kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't want to think about their costume. They're not old enough to create their own costume. I still have to buy it for them and make it happen.
Right. You got to make it happen.
I got to make it happen. It's all on me.
Right.
Xander wants to be a sumo wrestler, and he wants one of those blow-up costumes.
Oh, at least that's easy.
Yeah, but I have to get – I don't
to
know,
go find
I put it off getting it. Okay, so now I got
to
find that.
Now you got to go to a Halloween store.
Sadie wants to be a Starbucks latte or whatever.
That's
but I don't have
cute.
A costume. Well, I don't have a costume. What, are we going to make one?
Yeah.
What am I, Martha Stewart?
Natalia, Natalia made one. She made one – she was into the Starbucks thing last year.
Yeah, it's
there
like
is a
thing.
Way you can do it online.
All right. Well, we'll look online for that.
Yeah. See, you got to make it.
And then Elby is going to be with her friends, and they're going to do like Alvin and the Chipmunks. They're just going to wear all different colors and glasses, and
that's
I don't know
cute.
How that, they're going to make that happen.
Okay. Ask Elby if she can make it happen for her two siblings. Right?
Yeah. I know. She's going to have to help. So I did want to tell you something about Elby that I just think is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so interesting parenting like in this next phase. This preteen about to be teen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to have a teenager.
Yeah, I know.
November 12th, she's 13.
Wow.
And I'm noticing some ways that I have needed to adjust my parenting.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that I think Elby, her anxiety that she used to have, it's manifesting in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
She's so much better. Obviously, the therapy was 90% better.
Yeah.
But she's such a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing just how much she takes on. And I don't know where she gets it because I'm not a perfectionist, I don't
You're
think.
You're a no-getter.
I'm a no-getter. Elby's a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
So she plays on two basketball teams, right? So she plays on a park team.
Right.
With Kiki,
my
love,
love
of my life, Coach Kiki. And he takes basketball pretty seriously for the kids. But the thing that I love about him as a coach is he's about like the whole kid. Like he's about like they need to come to practice because they need to understand that if you're part of a team that you need to practice together so you can have cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants them to understand that you don't get better. Like it's not just like, oh, this person's gifted so they're an excellent basketball player. It's like
you have to practice.
You have to practice.
Right,
and
he'll
tell them like if you take one day off, it affects your skills. So you gotta like
keep it going.
Yeah. And I think Elby's grown so much from that. But she does – so she's also playing on her school team. Anyway, lately she's gotten really tired. So much – she's either practicing or she's in a game – or she has a game.
Right.
She's got homework. And yesterday she had this meltdown where – she just looked so tired. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what happened. She had her school basketball game. She's the best player on her school team, which I told you, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because she's not amazing.
Right, right, right.
It's just that all these other kids, this is their first time. They've never even been on a team. I don't think one single girl, except for maybe one, the littlest one, mm-hmm. have been on an actual official team before.
Oh, my God.
So LB's like the
– yeah. But she was saying she's the one that's like they're not listening.
Right. So she's being the point guard, mm-hmm. and she's loving that on the one hand.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, she's taking on like – it's like she thinks she's the coach of the team too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a lot of patience.
Right.
She doesn't seem to remember what it was like when she was brand new.
Yeah.
And she would have lost her mind if people were like, LB, come on. Like,
yeah.
So she doesn't – she's like – doesn't have a ton of patience for them, mm-hmm. which I understand. They're now in a game right. situation. These girls don't do defense.
Yeah.
They're not – they don't really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of looking to LB, like, make it happen. Like,
right.
like, oh, I hope somebody's covering that girl with the ball.
Right,
oh,
right.
okay, LB's got her.
Right.
So she's all tired. This is yesterday. And she's getting fouled mm-hmm. constantly by the other team.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why she's getting fouled is because she's mostly the person handling the ball,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other team is like double teaming her, triple teaming her to keep
right.
her from scoring.
Right.
And they're elbowing her,
yeah.
jostling her, shouldering her.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point she got so frustrated and she started crying and she was like looking to me
mm-hmm.
like, Mom.
Right.
Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
She's
Don't
like,
look at me.
She's just like – everybody keeps fouling me and they're not calling it. And she was so frustrated. And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
that's this okay. is- that's fine. Like, it's good. It's good. I think it's good, you know, because it's teaching her how to deal with fucking idiots in the world. And also not – I mean, it's just teaching her how to navigate with other kids that might not be as good as her. And also it may be giving her a little bit of leadership skills on how to lead a team a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it is frustrating, of course, it's going to be frustrating. But in the long run,
yeah.
it might be kind of cool.
I think it's good, blessing of the skin, knee, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm saying is I was seeing a little bit of victim mentality, like a little bit of like, why is everybody like, no one's good except for me. No one's playing defense except for me. I'm the only one getting fouled. They're all fouling me. No one's calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want her to get into this like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's all her responsibility either, but I think she has this personality that takes it all on and mm-hmm. then gets resentful.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then is upset with everybody.
Right.
Why is everybody not doing it the
right.
way they should be doing things?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like that at all, so I don't know where she gets
yeah.
it. So
but did you talk?
So
yeah.
later,
mm-hmm.
so in the moment, I was basically like, you need to suck it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like the refs are
right.
going to call what they're going to call.
Yeah.
Because she was all upset towards the very end of the game. And I go, LB, there's no one to tell on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand that you're frustrated, but she was like, who, like, we need to stop.
And
it's
right.
like, there's no one to tell. These refs are rented. Mm-hmm. They don't give a shit.
right.
Like, what you think or even what the coaches think.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the other team coach is not going to tell his girls, please stop. Guys,
mm-hmm.
don't foul her anymore.
Yeah.
That's not fair. I
yeah.
go, it's just, this is the game. It's physical.
Right.
You're small and you're getting bashed around a lot
mm-hmm.
and on your other team that doesn't happen because mainly because you're not the point guard and you
right,
are
right.
not handling the ball that much.
Right, right.
You're getting a pass and then you're shooting and they don't have time to like
yeah.
knock you to the ground.
Right.
Okay. So that happened. Whatever. We got through it. We finished the game. She was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Tears. And then I was like, she didn't really eat that much. She didn't eat her lunch. She's tired. It's been a long week.
Yeah.
She has all this homework. Then she's home and she's crying about homework.
Mm-hmm.
Then towards the end of the night, she says to me, I didn't – like there's something about homework that she didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm so tired. And basically we had this conversation that I thought was good where I realized that a lot of this pressure she puts on herself, like
mm-hmm.
I have to do every entry in this reader's notebook or because it counts for 25%
yeah.
of my grade. And I was like, LB, who cares? Who gives a fuck about your grades in seventh grade?
Yeah.
Like, if you think – I don't know who you've got in your head that you're letting down.
Mm-hmm.
It's teachers. It's mom. It's dad. Mm-hmm. It's – she needs to be the best.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
And I'm like, you know what? You don't need to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still going to be the best to me.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the best. I was like, I think it would be good for you if you got a C. Who cares?
Yeah.
And she was like, but – I don't want to get a C. I was like, because of what?
Yeah, because of why? Why do
because
you think?
It's the reason you would be getting a C is not – oh, and then she was telling me, well, the reason I didn't do blah, blah, blah is because when I missed school, the other – I asked about this homework and people didn't tell me the right thing. And I was seeing this little pattern of like this shifting blame, right? Like I don't want it to be on me because I can't handle that uncomfortable feeling that I did something wrong or I failed,
right?
So if I make it – this person's fault.
Right.
If I make it that the other girls on my team aren't good enough and that's why I didn't score a lot of points in this
game. It
takes
the pressure off.
And if I make it that, well, people didn't tell me my homework correctly, that's why I wasn't able to do it correctly. I was like, you need to – she needs to own that feeling that we don't do everything perfectly.
Right.
Maybe you just screwed up.
Right.
Like maybe you kind of knew what to do, but you didn't do it right because you're not
that
organized.
Where do you think like, that feeling comes from like that?
I think it's just in her. I think she's a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. But I was – I guess what I was – why I was telling the story as I was happy, I helped her make this connection. And I know I did because she started crying really hard because I was like, you don't have to be perfect for anybody to love you.
Right.
Like – I'm going to adore you if you get a C. And even if you weren't trying, that's not going to change like how anybody feels about you or what they think about you, that we think you're bright and we think you're creative. And I love the stories you write. And I love that you took an assignment about writing a story and it was supposed to be – she wanted them to do 4 to 6 pages and she wrote 14 pages. And it was all good.
Wow.
And I'm like, you go above and beyond. So if there's an assignment that you didn't, that you messed up on, then that's okay. It's okay to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, no.
I was like, it's okay to talk back to me sometimes.
She wants to go above and beyond. And she doesn't.
She doesn't want to disappoint
anybody. She doesn't
want to.
But yeah, I think that that is just who she is. But it is good for her to be reminded that she doesn't have to keep up and, you know, be perfect.
Yeah. But also because then she doesn't have to always blame other people for her not being perfect.
Right.
I was like, it's okay if you're an asshole sometimes. I remember somebody giving me that advice about my relationship with John and just saying, you don't have to be perfect. Like, he's in.
Right, right.
Like, if you lose your temper one time and act badly, it's not going to go away. I was like, Elby, if you talk back to me, if you get mad at me, it's not going to change how I feel about you. Like,
but
she's always so good.
But do you think that that's what it is, that she's worried about what people are going to think if she gets a bad grade?
Yeah,
or
I think because
like, she doesn't want to upset her teachers.
Well, there's also a situation going on at school that I talked about on Patreon where there's a girl that is being mean to her. First was being super over the top nice and is now mean, doesn't like her anymore. And even though the girl's now – it's like a long story and she got talked to by the principal. But now the girl's being fine but talking about her behind her back. And I was trying to explain to her that like that's okay. Like that's okay. That's not
– but that doesn't – does it bother her?
Oh, it totally bothers
her. It does?
Because I think she thinks this girl's going to tell these people that are her friends – about her and doesn't think she's so great. Like everybody always thinks I'll be so great. And now this girl's like, I don't think you're so great. I think you're like, think you're a princess or whatever. She's saying stuff, but nothing like she's not saying like she's a fucking bitch or she's a slut or anything like crazy that I would complain about. She's just going like she's a brat. She thinks she's so great. Like, and LB's horrified, horrified that people are talking about
that,
her.
That could
and I'm like,
be spilling into her.
Yeah, but I'm also – but it's also another thing of like, well, you're 13. Like not everyone's going to – I think it's a little – it's like she's disillusioned that – it's a rude awakening that people are not always going to like us. Like we're not these little girls anymore where everybody likes us. Like when you get a little bit older,
you start
some people might have a different experience of you even though your intentions are great all the time. And I was like, first of all – tons of people don't like me. I mean, probably millions because I'm that important. No, but I was like, you know, when you get older,
yeah,
people are going to dislike you for reasons that are beyond your control.
Right.
I go, I think the reason this girl doesn't like you is because she likes you so much and you don't really like
her. Right.
But there still are going to be people that just don't like you. And we can't control that or change our behavior for them or try to make, you know, make them stop.
So what did she – so did she listen?
Oh, she was just,
listen,
it was just like sweet. She was just tired, but she was just crying. When all this – when I said you don't have to be perfect, it connected with her because she just started crying really hard and like hugging me and just – and I was like, I know you don't want to hear this, but you're tired. And when you get really tired and you've been – overdoing everything. You want to be perfect at everything, and it's just not possible.
No.
You can't be attending every basketball practice and playing every game. Mm-hmm. You're giving your very best and getting every homework.
Right.
Like, it's
just
does nobody – it's – nobody can do that.
Yeah.
I was like, so I think you should go to sleep
mm-hmm.
and just feel that uncomfortable feeling that you're not going to turn in this assignment.
Yeah. That's fine. It's learning. They're becoming little adults.
So what did she do? She went to sleep. I came to wake her up in the morning. She set her alarm clock and got up a half hour early and freaking was reading and going to be doing it anyway. It's like I can't stop her.
Mm-hmm.
But at least – I don't know. I thought it was really interesting to see her –
You felt like you had a breakthrough with her.
Well, okay. So remember on Tuesday's episode I told you about that podcast, the Esther –
Yeah.
There was an episode where they – where these parents had this daughter that was a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And she – the episode is called You Need Help to Help Her.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom and dad had this daughter who was like in college and she was – or graduated college and now is like refused to be part of society. She's just like in her room, only on the computer, and – she's like went from being a kid who I swear the way they described it was kind of like Elby to now like just a big go-getter, not a no-getter, and like just involved in a lot of different things. And she loved writing and she loved music and she was, you know, played instruments and she did all these things. And all of a sudden she wants nothing to do with the world.
Yeah.
And I think it is about the perfectionism thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It kind of sat with me of like these are things that I think need to be nipped in the bud. Like when you see your kids.
Yeah.
Like I don't think 13 is too young to like see that little warning sign.
Right.
And go
But then now it puts pressure on us parents now that we have to pay attention to every little detail that the kids are doing.
No, I think it's about seeing – no, my daughter was melting down.
Yeah.
That was like a cry for help.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't – it's not about like monitoring every day.
No,
like are you being too much of a –
Right.
It was more about like trying to figure out what's going on with her.
Yeah.
And making
because
sure
you don't
it doesn't
want
get
it, right, because you can see what could happen, you know.
Right, like if that
behavior
attitude carries into high school, I mean, I told her, I was like, Elby, this is what middle school is. It's not about your grades because no colleges ever see your middle school transcripts.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school is about learning how to be a person in the world
and
learning how to separate from your parents
and
learning who you are as an individual, how to stay organized, how to write,
show up,
how to
do,
read,
how
to learn to do things that are hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's and how to go you go through puberty,
challenging.
How to have your social development is really important at this age. I go, so you can forget about your grades,
right?
Like, because I don't. If you get straight A's, she gets straight A's.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little obsessed with it. I was like, but it doesn't matter because no one is going to give a shit about your straight A's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny because I was talking to Natalia and Cammy. Those 2 days that she stayed with Cammy while Sonny was in the hospital, she was like, Mom, Cammy came home with a B-, and she was crying. And she's like, she cares so much about her grades. I'm like, yeah, well, maybe that'll rub off on you a little bit. But no, she's like, I don't know what to do because I felt bad for her because she was so upset. I'm telling Natalia, like, Cammy. But I said, but I think she's trying to do that to get into a good school in Denver because she's moving. And there is a good school that she wants to get into. And she has to have like a certain – and she's like –
Right.
you know.
But 1B wouldn't stop her from getting into that school anyway.
Even her mom was like, honey, it's fine. But there are some kids that it shows up really early that they could grow into being a little bit of a, you know, perfectionist. And it could affect their life a little bit. You know?
And John is a perfectionist.
Could be crippling a little bit.
Yeah. And I do think it's kind of hereditary because John feels that way. John does not ever put that pressure on Elby. She is not getting it from him, but he does it to himself. Mm-hmm. He's really hard on himself, my husband. And I'm not. I was like, Elby, you're looking at somebody who graduated high school barely with a 2.3 grade point average.
Right.
That's not even a C plus.
I know.
That's a straight up C.
Yeah.
That's almost a C minus.
Right.
Like I said, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
And she's like, I don't want to be like you.
I know, right?
No, I think she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I am not looking forward to middle school, though. No, no, no. And Natalia's 11 going on 13.
Right.
She's ready to skip. So do we want to take another question?
Sure. We got a few more minutes.
Do your husbands compliment you? I don't even get even a straight up. Martin, is it Martin? I can't see because you put something up. Oh, Kathy, Martin Briggs. All right, before we answer that question.
Yeah?
Let's talk about Stitch Fix.
Oh, my gosh.
Kaylin, Stitch Fix.
Why didn't you slap us?
I know.
Oh, well, we haven't talked about any of our people yet.
No,
Stitch Fix.
You like Stitch Fix, right?
Yes. My friend Christine, if I may name check her, is like obsessed with Stitch Fix.
Yeah.
Because she hates shopping. I don't mind shopping, but Stitch Fix, if you go onto Stitch Fix,
I'm going to use them.
Stitch Fix's website.
Shopping. Yeah.
That you can pick, what you do is you like look through all these different types of looks that you like and you find, you kind of narrow it down to like what the type of clothes is that you like.
Right.
And then they have a stylist who puts together like a package for you once a month. You get like 5 items and it could be shoes, it could be a purse, it could be a cute t-shirt that you like. You know, you could pick casual, what do you do most? Are you looking for work stuff?
Right.
And then you can have – and you can send back anything you don't want.
I love that. I love
for
that.
For free.
Yeah.
So you could keep one thing. You could keep it all.
Wow.
You could keep nothing. And I went over to my friend Christine's house and she was wearing this really cute pair of like khaki, like kind of loose –
pants
that I was like, where'd you get those? And she was like, Stitch Fix.
Wow.
I
know.
Like, those are so cute.
A lot of people have been talking about Stitch Fix.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want Stitch Fix, you don't even have – there's no subscription required, guys.
Right.
You go to stitchfix.com/FCOL and get 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/FCOL. Try it today. stitchfix.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're at it, should we talk about Third Love?
Heck yeah.
Third Love's back.
Hello. This is my Third Love bra. This is my latest one. It's
nice.
The white, it's like white Merlot colored. And it's got the cute, I'm wearing the 24/7.
But the strap is so cute. Because
because
you have a shirt going off your shoulder and it shows your Merlot colored strap.
And this is one of their most basic bras. And you know what else they have on Third Love right now that I want one? I'm going to get one. One of those, you know those like full lace bras, but this one has cups. It's like a big wide band of lace so that if you're wearing like a low cut shirt, it shows. It looks like you're wearing like a lace
camisole.
Bralette.
Yeah. I want one.
They're really cute.
Does it have wire? Are there cups?
It has cups. Instead of those bralettes that I see at like Target that I'm like, those are never going to hold my boobies.
No. I know. That's the nice thing about Third Love is that they'll – whatever your cup size is.
Yeah. And you know what I figured out that we've said before, but I figured out why it's so comfortable. It has like – it's like a little bit of padding, thin padding.
Right.
That's the foam.
Yeah.
So it's super comfortable instead of like those.
And it breathes good too. It doesn't like get all sticky. And anyway, they have beautiful colors, all different kinds of bras. You should definitely try the 24/7 bra. That's what we love because you can wear it 24/7.
And you can try this bra out for 30 days for free. You pay $2.99 for shipping, which, by the way, if you've ever bought something on eBay, is pretty cheap shipping.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I never bought anything on eBay.
$2.99 for shipping. You can keep it for 30 days. And if you don't like it or if it's the wrong size or whatever, send it back. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're
but you're
doing
not
pretty
send
well.
It back.
Probably yeah. not.
No.
Anyway, so do that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take one more question.
Well, Kathy Martin Briggs, I was saying, do your husbands compliment you? I don't get any even though I've even straight up asked. Wonder if some guys just can't. I think some guys just can't.
Can't compliment?
No. I get compliments. Do you get compliments? I mean.
Sometimes.
You know, I get like, mommy made a nice dinner tonight or, you know, mommy's working or whatever. Or, but, you know, actually we went out, Adam and I went out last night to Seth MacFarlane's birthday party. Oh, my God. And I saw Elon Musk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was a highlight of my evening. Yeah. So we went out and he said I looked pretty. And but there's just some guys that just can't. I have a lot of friends that have husbands that just, it's not in them. But you know what, Kathy, if he shows his love other ways, I know women like to hear compliments, but I'm sure he shows his love other ways where he's appreciative.
And has she tried to say I would like compliments?
Yeah, she said it.
She said, and what did he say?
No, he still can't.
Maybe she should do a lot more fishing. Like, oh, do you think I look pretty today?
How do these pants look? Does my ass look big? Yeah. Well, keep asking, Kathy.
Yeah. And then I guess you have to decide if that's a deal breaker. But yeah, that's he's not giving you something that you feel like you
right.
need. Maybe the reason you're noticing you're not getting compliments is because he's also not doing some things in other areas.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We women, we need to be more vocal, right?
Right.
Own this shit.
Mm-hmm. Olga, she's going to come on the podcast. We'll get her in here.
Yeah, and the girl Katie.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah.
She's going to come on the show. She's going to be in town, so she's going to come by our show.
Okay.
November. She's going to record with us like November 20th or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have a few like fun guests that are yeah. people like we
Wasn't
like.
Wasn't there another Olga, guest too? Oh, Olga. But
Chris, this dad. We're going to have a dad on.
Yeah.
Chris Denson.
Yeah.
Is going to come on. That's not scheduled yet. And we should have Julie back on too.
Yeah. I was telling we could have Julie cover for me. But
I know, but I couldn't do it either.
You can't do next week.
Going to Six yeah. Flags. Xander's got an appointment with a doctor that takes a lot of work to get into on one of the days. And then the other day I have teacher conferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll finish out the year nice with a couple guests.
Yeah.
Oh, and the allowance manager, people were asking me online. So mm-hmm. they were like, so what's the difference between that and going to a bank? The difference is most banks don't give debit cards to under like 16 or something like that. And
oh.
and the other thing is that the app makes it like even if you did get a debit card for the kid, you still get charged and get – they want the overdraft protection stuff. So there's charges with that. But he said any For Crying Out Loud subscribers will get a year – I mean a lifelong membership. So if you put in – if you go to the website and you do sign up and you put in FCOL, you'll get a lifetime membership for Allowance Manager. And so the app is cool. It's not like Washington Mutual or Chase Bank, you know. It's easy for the kids to look at. It's easy to use. It's user-friendly. The app is much better than the website. But, yeah, it's the tech startup that I'm interested in. Oh, and cool. you can get your kid's picture on the credit card, which you can't
oh,
do.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So there's the answer to that. And then if you know anybody in the medical industry –
I do know some people, and I know some people that just would like other people to think they're in the medical industry.
Right.
I don't know how I've rewritten this to be just a thing about taking on stealing people's identity.
Yeah.
But Figs make scrubs.
Yes.
Do you know anybody who likes to wear scrubs?
No, because they're not flattering, but they're comfortable.
These are flattering.
These are flattering.
I know. Well, until
right.
now. Until
now.
until figs
because
came up with a line that are flattering.
They're just all frumpy and, you know,
Not figs. Figs makes cute scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's a female-founded company, and they're making a soft T-shirt, and 100% of the proceeds from the T-shirt benefit cancer research.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because Figs believes that people who spend their lives working and serving others should look good, feel good, and perform at their best. And, yeah, up until now, there haven't been, like, scrubs that are easy and cute and move with you, you know, whether you're doing yoga, running errands, going to happy hour. You know,
right.
Pretending you're a doctor,
switch from
numbers.
Day to night outfits. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what you want to do. Go to figs.com/FCOL and get 20% off your order when you use the code FCOL at checkout. I know a lot of our listeners are probably something in the medical field.
There's got to be.
A doctor.
Yeah.
A technician. Something.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Well, you need scrubs, so get them through one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
And they give back 100%.
Yeah. What, okay. Are you going to get them at Macy's? No.
No.
So get them at Figs. And then
Patreon
is so great. We mm-hmm. love Patreon. Mm-hmm. And if you want to listen to our bonus content, and Lynette's going to have a good story.
Yeah, I got a story.
For this week, then go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, put in For Crying Out Loud, and you'll get the app. Put the app on your phone. We also do a RSS feed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put it into wherever you get your podcasts from and get the episode through there.
Yeah.
And if you give us $50 a month, we'll give you a business shout out every week, like Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can call her 707-208-8302 and get a loan. Kelly Flores works at Rodan and Fields under
Love
Lynette.
Her.
So go to... K Flores, Flores, myrnf.com.
I got to bring you products.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
doTERRA essential oils. That's Monica Little.
Yeah.
Monica Little will get you some essential oils. I'm going to get Monica to send me something to help with like migraines.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
MyDoTERRA, TERRA.com. /Monica Little Wellness or MonicaLittleWellness@gmail.com. LipSense is waterproof lipstick. It lasts for 18 hours. I can swear by it because Brooke sent me some and I really, really like it. I use the color Bella.
Like
I like this color Pink Champagne. Find her on Facebook at Kiss and Makeup by Brooklyn or email her at heartofbrooklyndesign@gmail.com.
Nice.
And then I do want to tell you guys that there's – we have a new sponsor, and she's with a baby company. Here's what they do, and I'm going to put this on Facebook for you because somehow I got the wrong copy of my shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kristen, I'm so sorry. I'm going to put it up on Facebook for you. She works for – she does this business called like – it's like a baby concierge. So if you go on vacation –
right.
And to a hotel room, you don't have to bring all your baby shit with you.
Wow.
You call this company and they will bring you crib and everything you need.
Wow.
You basically rent it.
That's awesome.
For like the weekend. So if you go stay at a friend's house and you're like, I don't have a pack and play. I don't have – you don't want to travel
all
with
stuff.
All your stuff.
Right, right.
They'll come and pimp out bring you stuff, cribs, whatever.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's a great story.
So I'm going to put that on Facebook for you guys so you can see what she does.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, this place misunderstood, misknowing. Perfect. Pretty, pretty.
Why do I do that? Yeah!